Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives for families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can make informed decisions, have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision-making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered, and in last week's episode, I answered another question from one of our readers. And the question and case study last week was part one of the case study, My 77-year-old dad has been in ICU ventilated for a week, and he's not waking up. The doctors have made him NFR without my consent, and they want to switch off the ventilator. Help. You can check out last week's case study and episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I want to answer the next question from one of our clients, which is an excerpt from a one-on-one phone counseling and consulting session with me. And the question this week is part two of last week's case study. And we continue today with my 77-year-old dad has been in ICU ventilated for a week and he's not waking up. The doctors have made him NFR without my consent and they want to switch off the ventilator. Help, part two. This is another great case study where you can see how I can help a very concerned and very distressed client how to quickly make sense in a situation where the intensive care team hasn't been open and transparent with her and her family. As a matter of fact, the intensive care team threatened to take her dad off the ventilator by a certain date without the client's consent. It's also another great case study to show families in intensive care that you simply don't know what you don't know, and that you getting informed quickly so that you can turn the dynamics in your favor is crucial. If you do what 99% of the families of critically ill patients in intensive care are doing, you won't do your own research and you will just silently nod off everything the intensive care team is telling you, and you will be intimidated by the intensive care team. If you do that, you will not be able to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence. As a matter of fact, if you don't ask the right questions and if you are not arming yourself with crucial insider and behind-the-scenes knowledge, your critically ill loved one and your family are doomed. In our case study with my client Denisa, you can see that only in one phone conversation I can empower her and show her what questions she needs to ask, and I can also show her what information the intensive care team has been withholding from her. It's also another great case study how to counteract the negativity of the intensive care team if you only know what questions you need to ask and if you can interpret information correctly. And I can show you how to read between the lines. The number one complaint we're getting from families in intensive care is that intensive care teams are negative. We know that. And in our hundreds of Your Questions Answered episode, and in our hundreds of case studies, we always show our clients how to stay positive and how to position your critically ill loved one's diagnosis, their prognosis, as well as their care and their treatment in a light that doesn't allow intensive care teams to be negative. This is also another great case study how we can help our clients to not only get the best care and treatment possible for their critically ill loved one, it's also a great case study how we can predictably help families in intensive care to reverse an NFR, not for resuscitation order, or a DNR, do not resuscitate order, that was issued against their wishes and without their consent. Because we know the hospital system and intensive care inside out, we can get predictable results for you and for your critically ill loved one really, really quickly. We can help you position your critically ill loved one's diagnosis and prognosis and therefore help you to get the best treatment for your critically ill loved one. If you don't know how to position your critically ill loved one's prognosis and diagnosis, the intensive care team we'll do it for you. And they do so with their own self-interest at the top of their mind. So it's the same old story over and over again. If you don't know what you don't know, and if you don't do your own research, the intensive care team will tell you whatever they want to tell you, and you can't really question them. With my help here at intensivecarehotline.com, we can turn this dynamic around in your favor. So go down and scroll to the case study. You can read the dialogue between me and Denisa there. If you're watching this on YouTube, click below this video and click on the link to our website where you can read the case study. And next week, you can tune in part 3 of our case study. It'll come out in a few days, where I'll show Denisa how she needs to position her dad's diagnosis, his prognosis, as well as his care and his treatment, so that she can get what she wants, needs, and deserves for her dad. And most of all, I help Denisa how she can take the NFR order of her dad so that he's in the best position to get out of intensive care alive. So again, if you're watching this on YouTube, click on the link below this video to the case study. And for all of our other readers, how can you become the best advocate for your critically ill loved one? Make informed decisions. Get peace of mind, control, power, and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Well, you get to that all-important feeling of making informed decisions. Get peace of mind, control, power, and influence when you download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn quickly how to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power and real control, and how you can influence decision-making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free Instant Impact Report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions. Discover the many competing interests in intensive care and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 mind-blowing tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence in your situation. You'll get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care and how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care. And it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered episode, and I'll see you again next week in another update. Make sure you also check out our blog section for more tips and strategies, or send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. Or you can call me, find international phone numbers on our contacts tab. Also, check out our ebook section where you get more ebooks, videos, and audio recordings, and where you can also get one-on-one counseling and consulting with me via Skype, over the phone, or via email by clicking on the products tab. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, And I'll see you again next week in another update.